This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May Day. The deep state's been publicly exposed, the shadow government, thanks to valiant patriots in and outside of the government. But ABC News claims the deep state doesn't exist. Isn't that just
amazing? ABC News recently broadcast pure propaganda to all of its supposed chief viewers about the recent mass use of the mysterious term deep state. The deep state is the notion that there is a network of career government employees who are secretly manipulating government policy. They could have positions in the military, intelligence agencies, or other areas of government. Supporters of President Donald Trump point to leaks from career bureaucrats who they say are undermining his agenda. Many write the deep state off as a conspiracy theory because no evidence of an organized effort has surfaced. The phrase was originally used to refer to power dynamics in foreign countries like the former Soviet Union. The term began gaining traction during the 2016 presidential race and became prominent after Trump's election. Perhaps ABC News, if it wasn't a CIA operation itself, should have dug a little further into their archives. The evolution of the deep state reads like a U.S. history book. In 1947, Harry S. Truman created the CIA by signing the National Security Act. Founding members of the CIA included Skull and Bones member Prescott Bush and the dynamic duo Alan Dulles and John Foster Dulles. Hastily, the Office of Policy Coordination was formed in 1948, Radio Free Europe in 1949, Operation Mockingbird in the 1950s, where at least 25 media organizations and 400 journalists immediately became CIA assets. MK Ultra, mind control operations, began around 1953. The 1961 deep state coup of our executive branch, as Alan Dulles led the Operation Mongoose fiasco, resulting in the Bay of Pigs that nearly annihilated the United States. The JFK assassination, which we will know more about the deep state's actual involvement as the 25th anniversary allows secret documents to be released in October of this year. The false Gulf of Tonkin narrative, the murder of over 20,000 Vietnamese civilians in Operation Phoenix. Operation Chaos, which tracked thousands of protesters and organizations. The Iran-Contra affair. The weapons of mass destruction lies to get us into the Iraq war and the deconstruction of the Middle East. And that is merely scratching the surface.
It would be easier if it were a conspiracy you're describing, but that's not the case, is it?
This is something that hides in plain sight. It's kind of a natural evolution when so much money and political control is at stake in the most powerful country in the world. This has evolved over time. It's all the national security functions of the government. It's the Pentagon, it's Homeland Security, it's the State Department. It's also Treasury, because they have a kind of symbiotic relationship with Wall Street.
And here we are in 2017 as the deep state draws China and Russia into a great war over Syria and North Korea. Meanwhile, the continuity of government plan ensures that the deep state will keep rolling on as U.S. citizens are decimated due to one catastrophe or another. So you see, the deep state actually isn't a hidden organization or a conspiracy theory. It is a taxpayer-funded factory of death and subversion, producing the elite initiatives of the banker Wall Street class carried out by a group of well-known federal organizations that have officially molded U.S. history for the past 70 years by acting further and further outside of the U.S. Constitution as time goes by.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
So, who is pushing the conspiracy theory now? American Broadcasting Company? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. I'm back in studio, live, ready to transmit worldwide.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This morning I was talking to one of my friends and he said to me, he said, Alex, man, your InfoWars is going to be shut down soon. While your traffic's down 85% and you don't have any audience, everybody's turning against you. And I asked him, I said, where'd you get that information? He said, oh, I saw it on InfoWars.com being spammed in the comments. And I looked at my friend who I've known for more than a decade and I said, well, you know that's part of a PR campaign of disinformation, right? He looked at me and he said, is it really? I mean, they attack you every day on every major news channel, almost every night on the late night shows, from Jimmy Kimmel to Stephen Colbert. You're on CNN or MSNBC every night saying you're fake news, saying you're a liar, saying you're an actor, saying you're a fraud. How could you survive that? And I looked at him and I said, we're bigger than we've ever been. We have more traffic, more people, more affiliates, more listeners, and more revenue than InfoWars has ever had in 22 years. And my friend looked at me like I was a liar and said, we'll see. And if you can understand that statement, you can understand everything in this world today. There are people that believe mainstream media and believe the hype, and there are people that don't. But if mainstream media can get enough people to believe something and get enough people to buy into it, then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I got a call from a New York Times writer, a very prominent writer last night, wanted to talk to me. And I've known him for about 16, 17 years, so I called him back. And they said, listen, I don't agree with your politics, but it's clear the Chobani yogurt lawsuit and the Democrats trying to get the pizza place to sue you there in D.C. and the media saying you're fake news and the one-sided coverage on your custody battle for your children and all the major news channels attacking you, that they're trying to shut you down. And I said, do you think I need to be shut down? And they said, no, if you stop bashing the Muslims, who are nice, peaceful people, you don't need to be shut down. And I said, oh, is that a message? And the person was silent. So here's what's happening. 99% of people are followers. Most people act like they're leaders. But a leader does what's right, regardless of what happens to them individually, for the greater good of the species. Now, don't get confused by that and think that means we're collectivists and just give ourselves over to some slave master that directs us around for the greater good. We're not a beehive or an anthill, an ant colony. But what I'm going through is no longer a microcosm, but it is on a smaller scale to what's happening to President Trump. And it's a beta test. I've been picked for the test. The test pilot of the globalist. I don't work for them, don't like them, but they've chosen me as the test pilot. I'm like the chimp they fire up into space to see what happens to me, to test the news wars. The Pentagon, the CIA, the Broadcast Board of Governors of the FCC having congressional meetings and saying, we're gearing up to take out Alex Jones and other fake news. And we say we can do that because they work for the Russians. So I've now been dehumanized and I'm a foreign spy, see, with no evidence, no jury, never get to face my accuser, never get to respond on the news, don't get to go before the Congress at a hearing. They were calling real reds in front of the House Un-American Activities Committee. Some were innocent, some weren't, but at least they got to face their accuser. Not in the 1984 scenario of 2017. So I'm a Russian spy, they say. I'm a racist. I'm a homophobe. I'm just, you name it, I hate women. You don't see any proof of that, but they don't care. That's what they say. And that's the accepted, kosher, politically correct thing to do, whether it's in a civil trial for your children or whether it's on the news, is you sit there and you can't talk. And the mainstream media, the Rachel Maddows, the Colberts, the lawyers, whoever it is, they point at you and they say, that's a person who doesn't think women should be able to be judges. That's a person that's racist. That's a person that's in the KKK. That's a person that's a cult leader and brainwashes children. That's a person that's an actor and isn't real. That's a person that's bad. And they all point at you. And they feel strong in the big collective of the corporate system going along with that narrative. It's very inviting. It's very sexy. It's very alluring to imagine you're powerful through the power structure. To imagine you're powerful. Because here's what's happening. The followers are scared. They can feel the energy rising. They can see the political change. The economy shutting down. Trump's trying to fix that. Say what you want about Trump. He's trying to do that. He's trying to be president. And so they're there beta testing their false reality, acting like it's the end of the world that Alex Jones exists. It's the end of the world that Donald Trump exists. It's the end of the world that someone's speaking out against globalism. And why? Because we're right about GMO. We're right about fluoride. We're right about the vaccines. We're right about unelected world government. We're right about the elites working with radical Islam and trying to open the borders up to it and protecting it and letting them attack and then not even calling it terror. And we're right about globalism being designed to impoverish people. And so folks are scared. Even Donald Trump's family, Ivanka and Jared Kushner, aren't bad people, but they're weak-minded. They live on Fifth Avenue. They hang around with the richest disconnected people in the world. They're not blue-collar rich like their dad, like the father-in-law for Kushner. And they go out to dinner with the Schmitz of the world. They go out to dinner with the Clintons of the world. They go out to dinner with the Soroses of the world. And they have this elitist attitude towards everybody else. And they get scared when their elitist friends start putting pressure on them and telling them your dad's going to fail if you don't get him back on track. Or Alex Jones is going to fail. Alex Jones is going down. Alex Jones is in trouble. Alex Jones is under attack. Alex Jones has got everybody coming after him, second only to Donald Trump. And people say, oh my gosh, how are you handling it? When they walk over on the street and shake my hand, I really appreciate you, what you've done for everybody. And I'm like, done for everybody? I'm so glad they're attacking me everywhere. I'm so glad they're lying about me everywhere. I'm so glad they're moving heaven and earth to politically assassinate my character, because that means I've dealt them grievous blows. That means I really counted in this life. That meant I was on the field and took it to the enemy. I wasn't the third measure or the tenth of a measure of a man. I measured up to my ancestors. I did what it took. I didn't back down. Victory or death, like Colonel Travis at the Alamo. And I'll say that now. Victory or death. I'm the opposite of scared now. I am totally invigorated, empowered, and quite frankly can't handle the discernment I have. That's why I've tended to pour alcohol on top of it, because I can't even handle being this alive. But I'm done with that. Ladies and gentlemen, we stand at the threshold of a totally new era of renaissance. It's our choice. We're given free will. Trust in God, but tie up your camel. Something good the beta one said. Got kind of changed a little bit by another great writer, who, of course, is the book Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas that he wrote, where he said, pray to God, but row away from the rocks. Hunter S. Thompson. Pray to God, but row away from the rocks. We're already seeing cancer up thousands of percentile, depending on the type, 10,000% more in children. We're already seeing cross-species pollinization. We're already seeing mutations accelerate exponentially. We're already seeing allergies exponentially. We're seeing neurological disorders off the charts. We're seeing brain aneurysms off the charts. We're seeing deformities off the charts in children. We're seeing the plagues of the New World Order. And I realized, like, we're in a Houdini chamber, and the water's pouring in, and if we don't get out of these chains, folks, we're going to drown. I'm fighting as hard as I can to get the chains off me and you, because we're collectively bound together. And you're saying, you're sitting there while I'm trying to get the chains off of us going, wow, you really have courage. Thank you. Courage? Courage is to sit here and drown. This is called life force. It's called will. It's called the will to not be killed. It's the will to survive. But it's all just the PR hype of the empty globalist system attacking Trump, attacking me, you name it. And has Trump gone sideways some? Absolutely. I'm surprised he got this much done. But he's returning jobs. He's promoting the family. He's promoting people. He's trying to stop radical Islam. He is moving the power away from the global elites back to America and back to the states and back to our industry. He's doing a great job. And that's why, even though on the surface he looks like he's given in some, they're only tripling down their attacks, because they know he's real and they know the course he's on. That's why they say he's not real. It's why they say I'm not real constantly. I've got it easier than Trump. I'm just a broadcast, an investigative system. I can be totally pure. Trump has to work with all these groups to compromise to get things done. Or they'll shut the government down and say he did it. But overall, he's doing a fabulous job. Trump's not falling. Trump's rising. I'm not falling. I'm rising. They may end up defeating me, but I win in the animating contest. You understand? But right now, we are kicking butt.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. One dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. One dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Trump just gave a speech about massive tax cuts he's going to push. That's coming up in the next segment. I'm going to open the phones up. I've got huge North Korea news, economy news, so much positive news that we're going to be getting to as well. And then we've got more hoaxes in the media against InfoWars. But before I go any further, let me just go back to what I was talking about. There's this hoax going on that Trump's going to fall, that InfoWars is going to fall. But when Trump gets attacked, people just support him more. The same thing for InfoWars. So we are literally getting bigger, getting more successful, reaching more people. What do you think happens when every major news channel and every major newspaper attacks you and lies about you? This hit 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when it would destroy you. MSM is so discredited that it sends new people to you that never heard about you before, and our audience is exploding. We have the biggest audience I've ever had in 22 years, except for election week. Heck, let me give people basically a graph. Heck, I'm just going to this week do a report on this to show everybody, to show you what a hoax it is, that, you know, that InfoWars is imploding. I can show you Google Analytics over the years, and it basically goes something like this. You know, it starts back with the website in 1997, got on there in 1995. That's like this. And just over the years, it goes like this. And then with the election, it goes like this. And now it's kind of gone down a tiny bit, but then still going up. That's why InfoWars is under attack, because we're going straight up. In fact, it's more like traffic. It's more like that. I mean, that's what's happened since the election. We're just going straight up parabolic curve, and then now almost at that same level. So we went up to a new high and are at a new plateau. This is 80-plus million people. This is 60-plus million. Before the election, our high was 40-something million. I mean, and that's on our sites, our videos, our articles, listening to the show. That's not counting everybody duplicating our information. I'm not up here bragging. I just want you to understand, just like Tokyo Rose, when we were dropping Fat Man and Little Boy on Hiroshima and Nagasaki from bombers in World War II, Tokyo Rose was on AM radio and shortwave going, "I'm sorry, GIs, that you're all defeated and your aircraft carriers are all on fire and sinking. Did you hear today that in the South China Sea we destroyed one more of your battleships? Yes, it's too bad you're all dead." And by then everybody knew it was bull. But years before, it would actually manipulate some people's minds. In fact, Tokyo Rose, it was a bunch of women that played her, but it was just Japanese women speaking in English. They even had one lady that was actually from, I think it was like Canada, that worked for the Japanese, but they'd be saying, "Let me play some nice little classical music for you, or maybe some big band music. Think of your sweetheart. You're never going to see her again, or your sweetheart's with another man right now back in Kansas." You ought to hear those old tapes. There's a bunch of them online on YouTube. You can listen to hours of Tokyo Rose, and it's so ridiculous. Just like Baghdad Bob in 2003, there's fighter bombers with explosions going off a mile behind him. He's going, "We have defeated the Americans. We drove them back into Kuwait. They are defeated. They are gone. It is over. Yes, we annihilate them." And a bomb goes off behind him. Baghdad Bob. Now, we're not beating the globalists that bad, but, I mean, it's getting close to that. Le Pen has surged into the number one place in major polls, and those polls are spun in France, just like with Hillary, 10 to 15 points. National polls still have her ahead, despite the fact that they have been skewing it. Macron plummets in the polls as Marie Le Pen enjoys boost a week away from election vote. And that's all being reported, ladies and gentlemen. It's all unfolding. It's all happening. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's powerful. Is she going to be perfect? Is she going to get it all done? No. She'll be a lot better than the socialists and the globalists and Hollande and the rest of them. Nationalism, we're starting to turn the corner. Good things are happening. They've got indictments on her to put her in prison pending. They may arrest her if she gets elected president. Still, the fight goes on. That'll make her grow even faster. She won't be defeated if they put her in prison for a year for criticizing the precious Muslims. That'll make everybody start criticizing the Muslims running around shooting, killing, and stealing and running people over with cars. Well, if Marie Le Pen gets assassinated, is she a loser? No, she's like Joan of Arc 2.0. If I get destroyed, but we win the war, did Obi-Wan Kenobi, to use a goofy allegory, in episode 4, did he lose or did he win when he let Darth Vader cut him in two? Escape is not my plan. I will face them alone. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Longevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to The Antidote for Fake News. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go.
Reason the globalists are attacking us is very simple. They want to use InfoWars as a beta test, a model on how to bring down independent alternative media. And they've openly said this in hearings in Congress. They've openly said this on the national news. They want to punish me and those associated with me so that no one else dare challenge the globalist agenda. But I'll tell you what's exciting. As fast as we grow, I see all these other new characters, new researchers, new amazing personalities popping up that are fighting the globalist. At such a fast rate, there's no way they can shut us down unless they try to shut down the internet itself, which is what they're incrementally trying to do. They want to turn the web into a glorified, basically Netflix meets Amazon. So there is that historic fight going on right now. But it really shows you how weak the globalists are. That George Soros' law firm that he founded is suing me with a member of the Federal Reserve Board of New York who promotes bringing in refugees who undoubtedly, in the whole refugee movement, have been connected to sexual assault. Does that mean the company itself brought people in? No, because technically the State Department does, but the owner of the yogurt system is the one promoting it. Now, is that defamation? Is that slander? Is that a lie? When they first threatened us with a lawsuit over a month ago, I said to the crew, I said, that headline's a little strong to say they're caught importing rapists. I just said it, go with the headline that it turns out that when the media claimed nobody had done a sexual assault in that case a year ago, that they've now pled guilty. And if you want to write about Chobani, point out the owner is pushing with George Soros for the importation of people, and the State Department system is not vetting them properly. So we clarified that. Still sued us. So then I talked to five top lawyers. I engaged two of the groups. It's in the Wall Street Journal today. Chobani versus Alex Jones. And all the lawyers say, no, it's a very, very bad case. We don't understand. You already corrected. It's clearly a publicity stunt just to put their name out there and say, oh, look, they are suing the fake news purveyor, Alex Jones. And you read the Wall Street Journal. Oh, Jones made it up that refugees are connected to sexual assault. Just like the Stasi's been hired by Facebook 2 years ago in Germany to go after people that criticize Islamicists. You get arrested if you do. Just like Marie Le Pen, set to be the next French president. Under indictment for saying France faces its greatest threat to its existence since the Nazis invaded in 1939, 1940. Totally true statement. Massive riots every night in Paris and other cities. Their tourism down 80% the last decade. Half of that just in the last 2 years. Total existential threat. But you'll be arrested. You'll be boycotted. You'll be sued for defaming our religion. And now I sit here wanting to see these people vetted from seven countries where they're not being vetted, like Syria and Sudan and Libya. And the lawsuit says, Jones also claims Chobani's bringing in TB. Well, let me clarify. Chobani, the company, isn't doing it. The owner is promoting bringing in refugees under a UN State Department program with the refugee board that he's counseled with, where they're not doing proper vetting. And that's been all over the news. The Border Patrol has exposed that. So where am I going with this? The cops have always had a saying, you can beat the rap, you can't beat the ride. We'll probably, knock on wood, beat this lawsuit. But the message is, don't talk like Alex Jones or we'll sue you. The message is, don't criticize open borders or we'll come after you. That's globalism. And that's why they hate Trump, because our country faces an existential true threat to its sovereignty, having our borders dissolved and the whole world told you're allowed to come here and expect free welfare and to have your kids for free and then don't assimilate, join the Democratic Party and be an America-hating group of out-of-control, self-serving, entitled idiots. But the good news is humanity is waking up to this 21st century threat where we're being conquered by the UN and the globalists with giant third world waves of desperate people that the globalists put in those positions, in most cases, who are now besieging our once great republic. Now, I want to get to a bunch of clips and then take your phone calls, but one reason they're attacking us is we've had Dr. Blaylock, and we've had Dr. Wallach, and we've had countless scientists and surgeons and brain surgeons and epidemiologists and virologists on genetic engineers. We've had them all. And I've read hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, really thousands of white papers on air where governments admit that what they're pushing on us is hurting us. And here's articles today out of Forbes, out of CNBC, out of Infowars.com, you name it. And I want to just go over a few of these for you. Why is diet soda so bad for your brain? Ooh, that's Forbes. Now, I remember 21 years ago having medical doctors on who were breaking down that in the rhesus monkey studies at Searle in the 1970s, upwards of 27%, sometimes more, of the baby monkeys died when low levels of aspartame were added to their milk. They then did rat studies. They could not get aspartame. That's the excretion of a type of bacteria, genetically engineered, I should add. They could not get it approved. Donald Rumsfeld, formerly at the Defense Department at the time, came into the Reagan administration and got Monsanto to buy Searle, and then Reagan administration, not that Reagan knew what was going on, he was a big Diet Coke fan, he didn't know, approved aspartame, known as Equal or NutraSweet, in the brand names. You can read it from even the HuffPost, Donald Rumsfeld, The Strange History of Aspartame. Now, it's an excitotoxin. At 89 degrees, it turns into formaldehyde. Formaldehyde eats holes in brain tissue, attacks the nerve tissue of the eyeballs. Just, I'm not a scientist. I've read literally hundreds of reports. I've had probably 100 guests on over the years about aspartame. It's very addictive. It's an excitotoxin. It's a form of speed. Now, it also makes you fat because it's an excitotoxin and makes you hungry. So you end up eating more food. Now, I remember telling people 20 years ago, diet drinks make you fat, and I got a letter in the mail threatening from a law firm to sue me. I told them, go ahead. They did sue a lot of folks. Today, even CNN admits that aspartame is causing brain damage, problems in the optic nerve, you name it. So here it is, Forbes. Why is diet soda making so bad for your brain? Another article, why does diet soda make you fat? And it goes through all these big studies. Here's another one. Now, again, we told you 22 years ago, one of my first big topics, because I had the studies, and I had guests on. Now, who do we owe for the world knowing about this? It was moms and pops. It was average activists. I knew people that would go stand on the corners at the supermarkets, and the police would threaten to arrest them. I've done this myself. Handing out flyers with facts about aspartame. We've interviewed people whose wives and husbands died of it young with brain tumors, and the doctor said, yes, the aspartame, it's been well known. And then they would go lovingly warn people because it's in children's foods. It's in all major gums. You cannot find gum at the supermarket, I dare you to, that doesn't have aspartame in it. It's in the non-sugar gum. It's in the sugar gum. It's in candy now. It's gone into tens of thousands of products from just a few because the patent's up on it. It's very addicting. Silicon Valley elite are flocking to an extremely high-fat diet in hopes of living longer, showing it keeps your brain cells healthier and your other cells longer, as long as it's not a trans fat or as long as it's not been burned. And that gets into all the technical types of fat it creates that are highly toxic. But the healthiest thing to eat in the world is raw fat, if it doesn't have bioaccumulated heavy metals or toxins in it. And then you eat that with raw green leafy vegetables, and that is the longest living people in the world. I've had Dr. Wallach on for 20 years. I've had other doctors on. It is a known fact of the elite, and here it is in CNBC. 20 years after we told you. This is just today, without me even trying. This is why they hate us, folks. You know what's happening? We talked about this with experts 20 years ago, and about 15 years ago, they began to report in mainstream news that the German elite and the British elite and the Chinese elite have their own, quote, clean vaccines that are made in limited allotments that don't have all the bad additives in them. There still can be some side effects, but learned immunity is real. It's a real science. They always lie and say that I'm saying it isn't a real science. No, it's a real science. What they give us is a literal IQ reducer with steroids. Let's go further. John Rappaport, links to the Psychiatric News, links to the Journal of American Medicine and JAMA Neurology and a bunch of other studies that Celexa, Prozac, Paxil, Zoloft, Lexapro, Luvox, and others all cause massive increases in strokes and the risk of intracranial hemorrhages. Folks, what is XTC or Molly or the different variants of MDMA do? The Germans invented it in the 20s in an accident in a chemical plant. You can look it up. By the 80s, it was called the love drugs. Psychologists were handing it out to everybody. It is the only known admitted treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder. The problem is they had to ban it because if you start taking it every week over a year or so, it'll eat holes in your brain and cause massive hemorrhages. What class is the serotonin reuptake inhibitor? It's in the hallucinogen psychotropic class. What class is MDMA in? The same thing. It's just a lot stronger. I had a girlfriend in college that sometimes would take like 10 Prozacs and she'd be bombed out of her head for a day in ecstasy. Same thing. Same class of drugs. You take that stuff every day for a couple years. You take it for a decade. Everyone I know that's taken that stuff for more than a decade has either a skin disease where their skin's totally pale, or they get tumors, or they get brain tumors, or they have hemorrhages and die. I probably have five or more friends that have died of brain hemorrhages or brain tumors that have been on Prozac-type drugs since high school. And they're dying in the last few years. I go to their funerals. Then I talk to their families, and they go, yeah, it was the Luvox. I have a really good friend who went on Paxil. Within 1 year, got the disease, Verilago, what's it called? Where you turn totally white, look like a vampire, start having nosebleeds. And he said, listen, I hate it, but now I'm totally addicted. I go crazy if I don't take it. Here it is, SSRI antidepressants increase risk of intracranial hemorrhage. Patients being treated with SSRIs had a 70% increase in risk of experiencing an intracranial hemorrhage. And that's just in their own study, looking at people over a year. Imagine a decade. From healthline.com, an intracranial hemorrhage, ICH, refers to an acute bleeding inside your skull or brain. It's a life-threatening hemorrhage emergency. You should go to emergency room right away or call 911. Yeah. The public has learned about the increased risk of suicide and violent behavior, including murder, stemming from the use of SSRI antidepressants. Now there's more. Study published Friday in JAMA Neurology has found that patients taking antidepressants that are strong inhibitors of serotonin reuptake may be at an increased risk for intracranial hemorrhage, particularly during the first month of use. And then over time, it gets worse, but it's that first month's the really bad time. It goes on, the Journal of Psychiatry says that you can kill you in the first 7 days. This is just a study on the first few months of use. There's other ones on long-term use. It eats holes in your brain. It makes your brain do things it's not supposed to. Meanwhile, you know what I do when I'm down a little bit? I take 5-HTP, which is just a normal brain chemical. You buy it at the store, like $20 a bottle. And I take Knockout, which has plants that have the same thing in it. I don't take it every night. By the way, Knockout's $19.95. L-tryptophan, serotonin from organic sources, valerian root that has the plant compounds, lemon balm, chamomile, and other known things. And my lawyer, who wrote the Texas Family Code, one of the top lawyers in Texas, has been on four different things, sleep studies, you name it. He said Knockout changed his life. He looks 10 years younger and literally just says he wants to come on air and talk about it because it changed his life, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mother Nature, totally natural, totally healthy, and it does the opposite. It gives your brain the chemicals that are being depleted, and when they get depleted, you take these chemicals that still force the brain to carry out those functions. It'll start dragging other chemicals through the blood-brain barrier other than serotonin or dopamine and cause brain damage, and that's in the medical literature. I didn't mean to go into a plug separately on Knockout. It's just sunshine, clean water, herbs. That's what the apothecaries were, the old ancient doctors in every culture. That was one half of medicine, was plants, herbs, apothecaries. That's what the pharmacy is. It's why the pharmacy symbol is a bowl with a stone mallet or stone grinder to grind the herbs, to drink them as a tea, to drink them as an oil. And all we've done is brought back all the best stuff that's out there. But I didn't mean to get into that. The point is, here we are telling you SSRIs eat holes in your brain and give you all sorts of problems where you get aneurysms and intracranial bleeding and strokes and all sorts of other crap. That's what it does. It's hardcore. It's in the hallucinogen family. That's what psychotropics are. Okay, maybe you took acid five times in college. Changed your world, didn't it? Imagine taking this stuff for 5 years. That's why you hear about people drinking on that stuff, and then they go out and kill a bunch of people, because you're out of your mind, ladies and gentlemen. It's crazy. So here's just a few articles on that today. Look at this article on the Daily Mail. How the CIA tried to turn a cat into a cyborg spy by implanting it with a microphone and an antenna. This was decades ago they did this, now declassified. I was at my press conference Friday, and I brought up chimeras, human-animal hybrids, as a major threat to humanity because of the viruses that it's giving rise to and mutations. And the media all made fun of me and said I was crazy. And hundreds of newspapers, they said it didn't exist because they think you're stupid. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
I want to encourage all of you, remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the link so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Another ragtag band. Declaring independence. They laid their bodies down in a bloody war.
Laid their bodies down.
The least I can do is lay my name down.
On a bloody war.
The least I can do is get sued. The least I can do is get attacked. The least I can do is have the media perch on top of family custody hearing and partially take my kids away from me. And I'm sure a lot more is going to come. That's just the way this is. And I ask for it. I don't blame God. I say, if it's God's will, hit me harder. Let's go. I'm ready to take the globalist on. We're going to defeat him in the end. Far ahead of their time. Without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. Without the renegades. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. Okay, let's get to this article. It's behind me. They've got some other really shocking graphics that are in the CIA documents that go back to the 1980s, but were declassified in 2001, but not publicly disseminated. So WikiLeaks released this. And this is the stuff they tried to hire my dad for back in the 1980s. And by the way, he wasn't that special. They were trying to hire most of the top implant dentists in Texas that he knew to get double the pay, be like $500,000. It's $500,000 back then, to go work in Maryland in a black project dealing with cybernetics, implanting electronics in humans and animals. Now, I've told you the story for 20 years on air. And now you notice it's in the news. But believe me, this stuff's been in the field for a long time. Not just cats, but rats, birds, insects, and humans. A lot of military people volunteer for this, and they literally have bionic men out there, ladies and gentlemen. How the CIA tried to turn a cat into a cyborg spy by implanting it with a microphone and antenna. The cat had a microphone antenna and battery pack electrically embedded into its skin so the feline could act as a covert recording device. Recently declassified documents show how the scientists responsible for the cruel research were praised by spy chiefs for their pioneering work. You know, the big stuff's nanotech inside the body. And for 50 years, they've had soldiers drinking liquid oxygen, basically, in a water base into the lungs as Aquaman, all of it. And it's all public, but the general public hears it and just laughs at you. They don't know any of this is actually going on. They just go, oh, Alex Jones is crazy. Spider goats. 25 years after spider goats were declassified by the U.S. Army, part spider, part goat, to create spider body armor out of their milk, they were laughing at me at a press conference. I said, you know, things like spider goats, chimeras. And it was, oh, he's crazy. He's stupid. Isn't it funny? He said the sun came up. The strange eavesdropping technique, though never used in the field, yeah, right, resurfaced this week when WikiLeaks tweeted a link to a classified CIA memo. The research was dubbed Project Acoustic Kitty, $13 million project over a five-year development in the 1960s. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I didn't even read the whole article. I just went off memory. I said 1980s. I'm sorry. It's 1960s. I read another article this weekend that didn't say that. It just didn't say when. I just knew that my dad was told about it in the 1980s. And he said, you know, no thanks. I don't think I'm going to be involved in that. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, it's so funny. Ha, ha, ha. What about the human-animal hybrids they've been creating in utero? Implanting humanoids in cows for at least 30 years we know of. That was in the BBC 20 years ago. It was going on a decade before. We're not in Kansas anymore. Briefly, we're about to sell out of it the next few days. Bone broth, turmeric, the caveman ultimate paleo formula that people love so much. Why am I doing 53% off? Because I want people that haven't tried it to try it. It sells out. It's not like it's not a great product. It's one of our top five sellers. I just want you to be able to try it. It's a loss leader if you sign up for auto ship and an additional 10% off. And 50% off Super Blue, our fluoride-free toothpaste, now back in stock. And you literally stick your thumb in the globalist eye by supporting the hardcore InfoWar. InfoWarStore.com.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Second hour coming up. Your phone calls.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWar.